is going on? It's your boy Monty Cliff coming to you live from the apartment off Riverway, Boston, Massachusetts. And I am seeing a lot of people on the internet sad that WrestleMania weekend is over. And I find it hard to believe that all these folks have watched all the great action from WrestleMania weekend because I am still reveling in it. WrestleMania weekend is far from over for me, folks. Catching up on Evolve here, that's what this podcast is all about. Still got the WWN Super Show, Mercury Rising, Shine I still haven't watched, one of the GCW shows haven't watched, and then Progress hasn't even posted their two shows from the weekend. WrestleMania weekend, more than Mania weekend, is far from over, folks. Just because you watched TakeOver WrestleMania and Supercard doesn't mean you've seen everything. Get out there and find some other great action from the weekend. But yeah, so this podcast here is covering Evolve 102 and 103 from Thursday, April 5th and Friday, April 6th, down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Before we get into coverage of these Evolve shows, just want to make a quick note. I was looking at the cards for these events after I did my prediction podcast, and I noticed that a huge name is missing from them, and that's Fred Yehi, nowhere to be found on these cards. So I was doing some digging and found that, unfortunately, he and WWN had parted ways. This, in my opinion, is a huge loss for Evolve and WWN in general. I think he's one of the most exciting competitors on their roster. Tons of charisma. The crowd really seemed to get behind him. I know when I saw Evolve live a couple years ago, he was fantastic live. And, you know, I pointed out in the previous podcast that the Evolve roster is a little bit thin, or it's getting a little bit thin anyway. So losing Fred Yehi, I think, is a huge loss for them. So hopefully we see Fred back in Evolve soon or on some other promotions right away. He's a great talent, and I'm sure tons of promotions could utilize someone of his abilities. But we'll get down to it now. Evolve 102, Thursday, April 5th, New Orleans, Louisiana. Video opens, and Evolve now has a new logo. And I think that's about time they updated their logo. It's sleek, still not fantastic, but it's better than it was before, I'd say. Lenny Leonard and Ron Nemi open the show in the ring, hyping the crowd briefly, but then we get straight to the action. Opening match, Austin Theory versus DJZ. Theory's out first, FIP champion. No Priscilla Kelly with him this weekend. We'll see how focused he stays without her in his corner. He's looking cocky as usual, very, very confident. DJZ out next. He's got his light-up gear in full. He's ready to go head-to-head with Austin Theory. So chain wrestling to start this one out. I can't imagine that it's going to stay this way for long, though. Both guys very much able to push the pace, and then it picks up straight away. DJZ with a head scissors takeover, and then Theory stifling that energy, trying to keep DJZ grounded. But DJZ fights back, awesome dropkick, and then a neckbreaker from him. Follow that up with a really nice tope con hilo to Theory on the outside. Theory hits a picture-perfect rolling standing blockbuster, but only gets the two count as DJZ kicks out. Later, DJZ hits a massive German suplex to swing momentum back in his favor. But not for long, though, as Theory catches DJZ and hits a huge brainbuster on the knee, ataxia. And then two count only, though, as DJZ manages to kick out. He hits the ZDT later and then picks up the win, DJZ over Austin Theory. And this was a huge surprise, in my opinion. I didn't expect DJZ to get a win over the FIP champion, who's kind of just been on a roll. So it's a great contest to open the show. Match was solid. Good action back and forth. DJZ gets in the right column of the win-loss separation, finally getting a win in Evolve. I think that might be his first one in quite a while. I'm not a huge DJZ fan, but he does put on a pretty good show. On the other hand, though, I'm a huge fan of Austin Theory, even when he is working heel. I mean, he's only 20 or so. He's going to be great. There's no doubt about it. After the match, Theory grabs a mic. He's throwing a little bit of a tantrum. He says he's the future of the company, much like he did after his loss at the last Evolve show. He says tomorrow is a different day, though, and he's calling out Keith Lee for his match tomorrow at Evolve 103. He wants Keith to put that WWN Championship title on the line. In return, Theory says he'll put up his FIP title as well. So we've got a champion versus champion match, winner take all, opening match at Evolve 103. Austin's been on a small losing streak, so calling out for Keith Lee for the belt. I'm not sure if it's smart, but we will find out at Evolve 103. All right, next up, we've got AR Fox versus Will Ospreay. It's a great matchup here. Two fantastic high flyers. Will Ospreay, possibly the best in the business at that department currently. AR Fox, an Evolve mainstay lately. Great energy in the ring. Fox is out first, wife and crew by his side, they're hyping up his entrance. Ospreay's out second, nice pop from the crowd. He's got the IWGP Junior Heavyweight belt in tow as well. Ospreay had that scary injury hitting a Spanish fly off the apron onto Marty Scurll at their last match in NJPW, so it's glad to see him cleared to compete this past weekend. Fox's crew is talking smack and mimicking Ospreay before the match, and this helps get the crowd on Ospreay's side. Ospreay's pretty heavily taped here, so they're feeling each other out to start the match, but it picks up straight away some gamesmanship between the two. No one's able to hit a clean move, a lot of counters, knowing what the other is about to do, just avoiding the next move in general. Ospreay gets the upper hand first, though. Dropkick sends AR Fox to the outside. Fox's crew step up on the apron, distracting Ospreay so Fox can pounce. AR Fox is targeting Ospreay's neck often in this one. I'd say that's a smart strategy. Ospreay finally swings momentum with a handspring head kick. He's really nursing that neck, though. All of his movements look pretty labored. Ospreay heads to the outside and knocks down all four members of Fox's posse before Fox capitalizes with a flip onto Ospreay. Springboard codebreaker inside, two count only, though. Ospreay sends Fox to the outside with a kick and then hits a handspring moonsault over the ropes to AR Fox and his crew on the outside, taking them all out. Some great action here as the two men exchange a couple kicks in the ring, both trying to hit a massive move, going back and forth. AR Fox off the ropes, and Ospreay catches him with a standing Spanish fly, executed perfectly, brings the crowd to their feet cheering. Huge sit-out powerbomb from Ospreay, long two count though. Fox's wife is on the apron, distracting the official. That allows Fox to recover and attack Ospreay on the top rope. Fox hits that low main pain, follows that up with a 450 splash, but Ospreay manages to kick out at two. Really unbelievable here, and Fox certainly can't believe it. Ospreay regains momentum, hits a huge crossbody onto Fox's crew on the outside, taking them all out for the third time here. And then back in the ring, kick to Fox, massive Os cutter, three count. Will Ospreay picks up the win in a very exciting contest. These two put on quite the show. Great spots here. Everything was executed perfectly. No mishaps. Great to watch and glad to see Ospreay take the win here in his return match to Evolve. So next up, we've got the tag team scramble for the Evolve tag titles. You have VN, Odinson, and Perot with Drennan by their side versus Doom Patrol, Jacques and Dickinson, of course, your Evolve tag champs, versus the Workhorsemen, Alexander Henry and James Drake, versus two other members of Catchpoint, Tracy Williams and Dominic Garini. One fall to a finish in this match. No tags needed here. When a man exits the ring, a new man can enter. Titles will only change hands if Xhaka or Dickinson are pinned. They need to be involved in the fall for those titles to change hands, which is a pretty unusual rule. The End are out first, looking massive and pissed as usual, Drennan leading them along. These guys are a force to be reckoned with. Drennan has that retractable baton in his hand as well. We've seen him use that at previous events, and we'll see if it comes into play here. Drake and Henry out next. Henry's very agile. Drake is a bigger man, but also deceptively athletic. They're not fazed by The End when entering the ring, looking confident, and that's great to see. Out third is Williams and Garini, one half a catch point. Taken on the other half, I guess, in this match, so we'll have to see if they work together at all or if they come to blows. Tracy Williams, of course, is a two-time Evolve Tag Champ. He's looking great. Garini is relatively new to Evolve. I'm not sold on him yet. I kind of raised my qualms in the last podcast about him, so we'll see how he looks here. Out last are the champs, Dickinson and Jocko, with Stokely Hathaway in their corner. These guys are so damn intense, and they are ready to fight tonight. Of course, there's quite the feud between all of these guys. The End has been terrorizing the other men since they came on the Evolve scene, and Catchpoint and Henry and Drake desperately want to get their hands on The End as well. So this one's going to be intense, a lot of bad blood going into this. Chaos to open as all eight men go at it in the ring. It's 6-on-2 to start as everyone is going after The End, but of course, these alliances probably won't last very long. Doom Patrol eventually squaring off with the Workhorsemen in the ring as the rest brawl on the outside. Then we eventually see, we get that Catchpoint square off, I should say. Of course, the old Catchpoint, founded by Drew Gulak, was all for competition between members, all about working to better yourself. However, this new catch point is less about competition and more about money and winning, since aligning with Stokely Hathaway following Gulak's departure for the WWE. So Stokely's telling Guarini to lay down and give the win to Dickinson and Xhaka, but Williams breaks up the pin, prompting these four to trade blows. A little interesting here, though nothing to be worried about, as this isn't unfamiliar territory for catch point. Dickinson and Xhaka having a nice showing, super Falcon Arrow from Dickinson onto Henry, followed that up immediately by a huge splash from the top by Xhaka. Drake breaks up the pin, though. The end, finally back in the ring, beating up the champs. Nice super collider from these two. Two count only as it's broken up by Tracy Williams. Drake hits a big moonsault onto Chris Dickinson, but it's broken up when Odinson hits an F5 onto Henry, launching Henry onto the pinning combination. The end's working on Henry now. Huge tag move called Hell on Earth. Three count on Henry. The end win this match, but do not claim the tag titles. It doesn't seem that that was very important to them here. I think they were just focused on causing some destruction. But in the end, it's James Drake that's causing destruction as he takes a chair to the members of the end. He's snapped here at the end of this match, and it's great. The end go to the back. Drake showing some love to his partner, even though Henry took the loss. Overall, this was a chaotic match, I'd say. Virtually no order to it, just good action. No one had a particularly fantastic showing, but pretty much everyone looked good. Guarini, I'd say, was the weakest link here, but he wasn't terrible. My issue with him, like I kind of stated in the last podcast, I feel he's very one-dimensional. Everything he does revolves around his jiu-jitsu MMA gimmick. He doesn't have a great look or tons of charisma to compensate for his one-dimensional action, I guess. But otherwise, everyone else was really strong here. Not surprised that the end pick up the win, and that certainly doesn't end any of these storylines either. All right, next up, we've got a non-title match. Darby Allin taking on Keith Lee. Darby's out first, crazy as usual. He's got a tall order tonight. He's going to take a beating for this, I am sure. The crowd, though, is excited to see him. Keith Lee, out second, looking confident as always. Current WWN champion. Belt not on the line here, though. The size discrepancy here is incredible. Lee is so much bigger than Allin that that isn't uncommon for Darby Allin. He normally tries his best to work around it. He's normally the smaller man. These two men are incredibly beloved by the Evolve fans, so they are split here to start. Match opens with Keith Lee just tossing Darby around like he's weightless. Darby using his speed advantage to make Lee chase him. He gets Lee to the outside, goes for a suicide dive, but Lee catches him and hoists him up like a small child. But Darby manages to get out and then does hit a suicide dive, follows that up immediately with a tope cone hilo to get Lee off his feet finally. Back in the ring, Lee hits a huge pounce on Allin. Allin is selling incredibly in this match as well. Everything Keith Lee does looks even more massive because Darby just releases control of his body when flying through the air. Whenever Darby tries to fight back, Lee counters that with his power. Darby finally takes out Lee's legs using a smart tactic, has Lee hung over the second rope inside the ring. Darby hits a coffin drop from the top rope, but Lee is quick up. Stunner from Allin, just can't knock Lee down. He finally hits a huge code red on Lee to take him down. Two count only. Lee regains control, but Darby just won't give up. Great resiliency from Darby Allin, as usual. Lee hits a huge, absolutely massive spirit bomb. Lee doesn't go for a pinfall, though, and Allin starts to stir and claw to his feet. Lee's pretty surprised by this. So he hoists him up, a massive ground zero from Keith Lee, three count. Darby Allin is put out of his misery here. Didn't expect Darby to have much of a shot trying to beat this massive man, but he did have a really strong match here. Lee looked great as usual too, really looked dominant in this one. Lee grabs a mic. He's addressing Austin Theory's challenge from earlier. Keith Lee, of course, never backing down from a challenge. He accepts the title versus title fight at Evolve 103. After that, Darby gets the mic and tells Keith to keep kicking his ass. Lee drags Allin to his feet and then just lets him go. Darby, of course, has Walter at 103, another mountain of a man, so it's going to be an uphill battle for him this weekend. Darby's left in the ring when Candy Cartwright comes out to the ring. Of course, she's Jerick 120's lovely assistant. 120 comes out next to attack Darby Allin. These guys have some history as Darby's gotten some pins on 120, and 120 plants Darby on the mat. He takes the mic. He's demanding a spot on the Evolve roster. He's going to eliminate everyone who took his spot, starting with Allin, I guess. Next up, we've got one of those advertised dream matches. We've got Ringkampf, Timothy Thatcher, and Walter taking on the team of Daisuke Sekimoto and Munenori Sawa. Ringkampf out first, composed as usual, all business. Sawa and Sekimoto out second, more energy from them, looking ready to go. This is my first time seeing these two men compete. I've heard great things. I'm very excited for this. Sawa and Sekimoto firing up the crowd before the match. Sawa and Thatcher start it. Sawa has really only had a handful of matches since 2011. So this is a really, they're advertising this as a big comeback match for him. So it's very cool to see him evolve. A dream matchup from Timothy Thatcher, according to Lenny Leonard on commentary. So this should be fun. Thatcher and Sawa are grappling to open, trading holds. Sawa takes tags in the bigger man, Sekimoto, and this prompts Thatcher to tag in Walter. These two have squared off in WXW in Germany, so we're expecting a hard-hitting affair between these two. Trading chops now, then shoulder blocks until eventually Sekimoto hits the mat. He's up, though, and hits a nice dropkick on Walter. Very exciting opening here. Ringkampf are taking it to Sekimoto. He needs a tag desperately. Thatcher hoists the bigger man up, Sekimoto, with one of those lesser test lifts, slams him on the mat. Timothy Thatcher is very deceptively strong. I kind of liken it to what Cesaro does. Like, Cesaro looks like a strong guy. He's really lean. But then he's able to just lift up these giant men. And Thatcher definitely has a similar build and a similar strength, I'd say, to Cesaro. Sekimoto eventually fights back, knocking Walter to the mat. Hot tag to Sawa, and Walter tags back in Thatcher. Super quick strikes to Thatcher from Sawa. Sawa is in complete control here, but he tags Sekimoto back in. I'm not sure if Sekimoto got enough rest, but he's back in. Powerhouse, backbreaker on Thatcher. Sawa's legal again, quick tag out, tying Thatcher up with a leg lock. Later in the match, Sekimoto hits a huge missile dropkick off the top rope to Walter, two count only. Lenny on commentary accurately pointing out that there have not been very many covers in this match, just a lot of beating each other up and putting each other in holds. So many chops in this match as well. Pretty much every man has a beat red chest. The crowd is very hyped for this. Awesome stuff here when Sawa has Thatcher in an octopus hold and Sekimoto has the massive Walter up in a torture rack. Walter eventually gets Sawa in a sleeper hold in the middle of the ring. Tap out. Ringkampf win this incredibly hard-fought contest. That match definitely lived up to the hype. Sawa and Sekimoto were great. Definitely met my high expectations based off their hype. Ringkampf, very solid as usual. This was definitely a highlight match of the show. Post-match, great show of respect between these four. Then Ringkampf are left alone in the ring. And out comes Stokely Hathaway to the entrance ramp. Talking smack, reminding everyone of how Thatcher left Hathaway to go to Germany. He's demanding that Thatcher and Walter pull out of their tag title match the next day. Darby Allin out now, steals the mic from Stokely. He wants Walter right now. He doesn't want to wait till 103. Walter tosses Allin out of the ring like nothing. Allin back in, so Walter obliges by hitting him with a huge powerbomb, leaving Darby lying on the mat. Okay, next up, we've got the main event. It is for the Evolve Champion. It is your champion, Zack Sabre Jr., defending against Matt Riddle. So Matt Riddle won a number one contenders match at the last Evolve show for this opportunity. He's out, smiling, fist bumping the fans. Riddle seems like the guy who genuinely loves the fan interaction aspect of professional wrestling, and that's really awesome to see as a fan. Sabre Jr. out second. He's looking very cool. He's focused. There's grappling to start. I think we'll see a lot of great grappling here between these two. Sabre Jr., possibly the best technical wrestler in the world today. And of course, Riddle has that MMA background. Riddle couldn't win any of his previous three shots at the Evolve title. Wasn't able to knock off Timothy Thatcher in that time. There's a lot of great action on the mat, exchanging submissions. Riddle finally stands up, gets Sabre to stand up as well, but Sabre takes it down straight away. He's such a treat to watch how he manipulates the body using his leverage to take advantage. Riddle is able to hit some nice gut-wrench suplexes and then a back senton on Sabre Jr., two count only though. Zack is picking apart Riddle's legs in this one, taking advantage of Riddle's lack of footwear as well. Sabre Jr. is dominating this match now. So many unique submissions. I can't even name most of them. Riddle finally fights back with strikes, That's going to be his best bet in this one, I think. He definitely is the superior striker, but Sabre comes back with a quick tornado DDT directly into another submission. Fisherman Buster from Riddle, deep cradle, long two count. Sabre just barely able to kick out. Knee strike and powerbomb from Matt Riddle, two count only. The pace is finally picking up in this one. The fans are pretty split in this one. So Sabre bringing stiff penalty kicks, two count on those. Big submission to Riddle in the middle of the ring, but Matt Riddle gets to the ropes. Riddle hits a combination of strikes and suplexes, two count only, just can't finish it off. Matt Riddle counters the octopus stretch into a Gotch-style jumping tombstone. Two count only, though, again. Riddle eventually gets Sabre in the bro mission, and Zack Sabre Jr. taps out. Match over, we have a new Evolve champion, as I predicted, Matt Riddle. Long time coming here, I'd say. Inaugural WWN champion. If Sabre was going to lose to anyone, I think this is the one that makes the most sense. Riddle loves being a part of Evolve in WWN. That brings a close to Zack Sabre Jr.'s 404-day title reign. He hands the belt over to Matt Riddle after the match. Riddle grabs a mic, talking about his journey in Evolve and chasing this belt. He says he's happy to be a member of the Evolve roster, and he's ecstatic to be the champion. That brings the show to the close. Overall, I'd say this was a really strong show from Evolve. Great way for them to kick off the More Than Mania weekend. Must-see here match, I'd say, is that title-changing main event, Riddle versus Sabre Jr. Absolutely great stuff there. Close second would be that dream tag match between Ringkampf, Sekimoto, and Sawa. So some notes from this weekend. As I started the podcast, want to highlight again that Fred Yeha is no longer a part of the WWN roster. After this, Zack Sabre Jr. also cut a video promo saying that that this was his last weekend with Evolve. So those are two huge, huge losses for the Evolve roster. I pointed out on the podcast covering 100 and 101 that I felt like 101 kind of lacks some depth. They had four of their biggest stars in the main event, and the other matches on the card didn't feel as strong. If they're going to fill out a 2.5-3 hour show, they need to bring more talent in, I think, and cement some of their current guys as bigger stars. I mean, sure, there's still Keith Lee, Matt Riddle, Tracy Williams, Austin Theory. That's a great lineup. Dickinson and Jaka have come a long way as well. The crowd really does love Darby Allin, but given how Darby's booked, I'm not sure how long he can maintain that love from the crowd without winning some more matches. So it's going to be interesting to see going forward how Evolve manages and beefs up their roster. No shame in Sabre Jr. losing the belt tonight. He's a journeyman. I'm sure he'll pop back up in other promotions soon enough as well. I'd love to see Sabre Jr. make a run with Ring of Honor here in the States, if that's on his docket. That'd be very exciting to see. But who knows? I'm sure it won't be long before he pops up back here again in the U.S. So that wraps up Evolve 102. We're on to 103 from the following day, April 6th. So Evolve 103, Lenny Leonard and Ron Nemi in the ring again, opening up for us. Lenny announcing a few injuries that'll impact the card tonight. Travis Banks was scheduled to appear, but he's not wrestling tonight. We'll get Mark Haskins instead. Darby Allin also injured. He will not be facing Walter here today. Tracy Williams will be taking on Walter instead. Jerick 120 comes out to the ring, and he's claiming that he injured Darby Allin. He wants Darby's spot. Lenny tells him that that's not how it works. So Jerick says he'll just eliminate more people that are above him on the Evolve roster. Lenny, instead of really responding to Jerick, just sends it to the first match. So we're opening the show here with the big matchup of the day, the champion versus champion match, Keith Lee versus Austin Theory. Remember yesterday, or the previous day, I guess, following his match, Austin Theory challenged Keith Lee to put his belt up on the line in this match here. Theory said he'd wager his as well. Lee accepted, so it's a winner-take-all match here. WWN title versus the FIP title. Opening contest of Evolve 103. You do not want to miss this one. Austin Theory, the FIP champion, out first, again without Priscilla Kelly. He's looking cocky and focused despite having lost his last couple Evolve matches. Keith Lee out next, WWN title around his waist. A nice pop from the crowd, fist bump in the crowd on the way to the ring. The bell sounds, and Theory charges Keith Lee while his back is turned. Lee regains control, dumps him over, and then follows that with a big clothesline. Lee is dominating Theory now, trash-talking the whole time. Lee has such great charisma, he's a very natural talker. Theory is a strong guy, but Lee is so massive. So it'll be interesting to see if Theory can get Lee up for the Theory KO or Ataxia. So Theory starts coming back in this match. He's got Lee grounded, stomping away. Smart strategy here to keep the bigger man grounded. Lee counters Theory's Rolling Thunder DDT, catches Theory in midair, and hits a huge slam onto the mat. But Theory gets up, Rolling Blockbuster connects, two count only on Keith Lee. Lee pumping the crowd up as he climbs up to the second turnbuckle, looking for a moonsault. Theory's up, has Keith Lee draped over his shoulders and hits 3 seconds around the world. Absolutely massive. Two count only, though, but still a great show of strength from Theory. I'm starting to think that he will be able to get Keith Lee up for that Theory KO. We'll see. Spirit bomb from Lee, delayed cover gets him a two count only. Referee Brandon Tully gets knocked out briefly. Low blow from Theory on Lee follows, and he hoists Lee up, hits that Theory KO, and gets the three count. That's right, new WWN champion. He retains the FIP title. Austin Theory picks up the victory here in a really strong contest. Good showing from both these men, as expected from these two. I mean, these are two of the top guys on Evolve. They've got to put on a good show every time they're out there. Nice to have Theory cheat to win. Sets up a rematch between these two. That would be fun to watch, definitely, if that's in the cards. There's a thank you, Keith chant from the crowd, followed up by the traditional Bask in His Glory chant. There have been rumblings about Lee going to the WWE, nothing confirmed yet, so we'll see if that's in the pipeline or if he has any more Evolve dates in the future. All right, next up here we have Dominic Guarini versus Timothy Thatcher. Guarini out first with Stokely Hathaway by his side, the muscle of Catch Point looks ready to go. Timothy Thatcher out next, stoic as usual. This match should play to both men's strengths. Their grappling game could be fun. Not expecting to see anything very flashy here in this match. Of course, Stokely used to manage Thatcher at the end of his title run. Thatcher ditched Stokely when Walter showed up on Evolve. So the storyline kind of there is being developed as well with this match. These two are feeling each other out to start, grappling. There's a lot of ground game here. Guarini starts getting cocky, taunting Thatcher. That's not very smart. Thatcher starts striking, throwing suplexes as well, and then a butterfly suplex directly into a pin, three count out of nowhere. This match was longer than I'm making it sound. There just wasn't very many highlights here. The match was kind of weak. I like Timothy Thatcher a lot, but this was not a great showing from him. Dominic Guarini, very one-dimensional, just a bunch of grappling, and then a few strikes and suplexes. Nothing to write home about here. Fine match, but not something I think you want to have on More Than Mania weekend where the action is supposed to be top-notch. All right, next up, we've got a four-way match. Jason Kincaid versus DJZ versus AR Fox versus Progress's Chris Brooks. Kincaid out first. He's got a different look now. He shaved his head, exposing a tattoo on the top of his head. Less of a beard as well. Same gimmick, though, for now. Still a spiritual guy. He just comes off as more aggressive, which is probably good for his character. Music for the next competitor plays, but out comes Jarek 120. He storms the ring, making good on his promise to take someone else out, but Kincaid holds him off and fends off Jarek 120, sending him to the back. Kincaid and 120, of course, have been involved in some matches on the past few Evolve cards. Kincaid getting a spot on the main show here, while Jarek 120 is not. DJZ's out next now to compete in this match, followed by AR Fox, the third competitor. He's got his crew with him as well. They're having fun. The crowd's kind of getting into it as well, despite yesterday them kind of being against AR Fox and his crew. Out fourth is Chris Brooks, UK indie wrestling superstar, part of CCK, easily my personal favorite in this match. The referee tosses Fox's crew to the back before this match even starts. I think that's a good call, given how much they interfered in AR Fox's match against Will Ospreay from Evolve 102. So the bell rings and all four men are going at it. Chris Brooks goes for his camel clutch wet willy on DJZ, gets the finger in the ear, absolutely gross. Fox into the ring, nice sequence with Brooks before he sends Brooks to the outside. Kincaid back in now, quickening the pace as well. All four of these men can go, that's for sure. The action is very hot here. Tandem head scissors and arm drag takeover from AR Fox onto DJZ and Chris Brooks. DJZ hits a big tope cone helo onto Brooks and Fox on the outside. And then Kincaid using a version of Darby Allin's coffin drop from the ring post onto all three men on the outside following that up. A.R. Fox hits a small package driver of sorts onto Kincaid, but Brooks breaks up the pinfall. Brooks hits his patented slingshot cutter onto Fox, but Fox kicks out at two. Kind of a surprise there, in my opinion. A.R. Fox has Kincaid over his shoulders, and DJZ hits a double foot stomp from the top rope onto Kincaid's back, bounces off Kincaid's back, and hits a 450 splash onto Brooks below. He pops up and then hits a German suplex on Fox while Kincaid is still on Fox's shoulders. It was an absolutely incredible sequence. You definitely got to see that one to believe it. AR Fox hits his low main paint on Brooks. Fox catcher follows that. Three count on Brooks. AR Fox is the victor here in this four-way match. This was a very fun match. A great change of pace from the previous one. A lot of quick action. Great spots here as well. I would have liked to see Brooks get the victory in Evolve, but it's just nice having him there. And then it's nice to see AR Fox get a win as well. He's trying to get back into title contention. All right, next up, we've got Chris Dickinson versus Mark Haskins. Dickinson out first, intense as ever. He's got the tag title on him as well. He's ready to go. Haskins out second, maybe the only man in independent wrestling that can match Dickinson's intensity. He comes out hot as hell. Grappling on the ground to open this contest. The crowd is split here. Haskins getting the upper hand now, but Dickinson comes back, throwing chops, and now charging Haskins in the corner. Outside of the ring, Dickinson slams Haskins' head into the steel steps and then whips him shoulder first into the steel steps. Super hard Irish whip as Haskins writhes in pain on the ground. Haskins is finally fighting back, though, in the ring. Some kicks, takedown into a submission hold, but Dickinson gets to the ropes. Haskins hits a huge roll-through sit-out Death Valley driver, two count only. Haskins has the most perfectly executed Death Valley driver in wrestling, I would say. Dickinson has Haskins in a leg lock of sorts. Haskins is in pain, but he gets to the ropes. Huge double stomp from Haskins, two count only though. Dickinson gets Haskins back in that knee bar, and Haskins is forced to tap here. This was a great match between these two. Dickinson showed more here than he normally does, I think, showing his technical and grappling skills. He's not just a powerhouse. He's athletic, intense, and technically sound. And then Haskins looked great here as usual. Everything he normally does was on display. If you listen to my Progress podcast, or if you've seen Progress, you've seen Haskins compete, you know what he's good at. He's good at pretty much everything. So this was a great matchup here. Next up, we've got Tracy Williams taking on Valter. Tracy Williams out first, straight to the ring. He'll have a tall order against Valter here, that's for sure. He's filling in for the injured Darby Allin. There's less of a size discrepancy between Williams and Valter than there is between Allin and Valter, but it's still a pretty massive size difference. Valter is just so damn big. So grappling to start. Williams is able to hold his own here in the early goings of the match, avoiding a massive chop at first, but it isn't long before Valter connects with one of those chops to Williams' chest. Valter starts to take control on the smaller man. Williams fighting back when he can, but those chops and that power advantage, just devastating. Big release German suplex on Williams from Valter. Williams isn't quitting, though, despite getting tossed around suplex after suplex. Williams finally gets Valter up for a back suplex of his own. Took a lot out of Williams, though, as well. Williams jumps off the second rope for a DDT onto Valter. Splash from the top onto Valter as well. Two count only. Transitions directly into his crossface, but Valter gets to his feet and powers out. But Williams flips over into a sleeper hold, which Valter escapes as well. Really nice kind of sequence there. All very fluid. That was impressive. There's a massive clothesline from Valter. Deep cover, but a two count only. That goes directly into an arm-trapped sleeper hold. Williams is out. Valter wins this hard-hitting contest. Good match overall. Never really believed that Tracy Williams had a shot at winning, though. Just the way Walter's normally booked, you just gotta assume that he's always gonna win. So it kind of makes it special when he does lose because it's such a surprise. He's just so massive. He's so good. But this was a good match. Good stuff here, nonetheless. All right, next up, another one of those kind of dream matchups we were talking about. Xhaka versus Munenori Sawa. Xhaka out first, intense as usual, showing off that Evolve tag title, good response from the crowd. Sawa's out second, great match from him the day before against Valter and Thatcher in that tag match with Sekimoto. We'll see if Sawa can pick up a win here today against Xhaka. Fast start here, strikes and ground and pound, grappling to start. The two are exchanging chops and slaps on the outside of the ring now, working around the entire ring here, up close for the fans at ringside. Sawa misses a running bicycle kick and then crashes into the barricade. Back in the ring, Xhaka has the upper hand, hitting some big knees on Sawa. Sawa takes a beating for a while in this one. He just can't seem to regain that momentum. The crowd starts cheering him on, though. Xhaka has Sawa up in a sharpshooter and then an STF, but Sawa gets to the ropes. Xhaka unleashes a furious strikes, but Sawa finally able to come back with those super fast strikes of his. The men are trading suplexes now. Both men end up on the canvas. Sawa locks in that octopus stretch and forces Xhaka to tap here. So Sawa picks up the victory here over one half of the Evolve Tag Champs, Xhaka. Really great contest here, great intensity. Sawa took a beating and then came back to win it. Xhaka looks strong here as well. No complaints here from me about this one, exactly what it should have been. Post-match, Sawa heads to the back. Xhaka left sitting in the ring. The end's music hits and they storm the ring. They're triple teaming Xhaka, beating the living daylights out of him. But then Dickinson comes out, manages to fight back a bit. Greeny out now, 3-on-3 here. The end beats down Catch Point and then corners Stokely Hathaway, who came down with Greeny just before. Williams comes running down and pushes Stokely Hathaway out of the way. The rest of Catch Point get back up as well and they send the end to the back. All right, main event here. We've got the Evolve Championship on the line. Daisuke Sekimoto versus Matt Riddle, the champion. Sekimoto out first, looking calm in this one. Riddle's out second, new Evolve champion. He's embracing the fans as usual. Fans chanting, "This is awesome," before the match even starts. Sekimoto takes his boots off, kind of a show of respect. He's leveling the playing field here a little bit. Riddle grabs the mic before the bell. He states that all of his future title matches will be no rope break. So this one goes immediately into the ropes. Riddle takes Sekimoto's back, and Sekimoto manages to shake him off. Sekimoto taunting Riddle a bit with this sumo-style taunt. Riddle returns the favor, and they have a brief kind of sumo square off. Riddle eventually takes Sekimoto to the ground with an arm drag takeover. This one opens a little bit slow, grappling on the ground, kind of going for submissions. Riddle locks in a triangle choke, and Sekimoto gets him up for a big sit-out powerbomb to break the hold. Sekimoto gains control, some chops and slams to weaken Riddle, then a Boston Crab. No rope breaks, so Riddle has to roll his way free. German suplex, but Riddle lands on his feet, only to run into a huge clothesline from Sekimoto. Big knee here from Riddle, and then a fisherman buster, two count only. Riddle follows that up with three back sentons, two count only again, though. He can't put Sekimoto away. Deadlift gut wrench into a side Saito suplex from Riddle onto Daisuke. Two count only, though, again. Can't seem to put Sekimoto away. However, that was a great show of strength from Riddle, getting that big muscle monster up for the Saito suplex. Sekimoto counters a bro to sleep, gets Riddle up in a torture rack, but Riddle slides out into a hold of his own, gets him draped over the ropes, so since there's no rope breaks, it's kind of a unique hold. Sekimoto gets some knees to Riddle's head while trapped in that hold. That's the only way he's able to break free here. Very innovative stuff in the ropes, which was cool to see. Bro to sleep, German with a bridge, two count only, Riddle can't put him away. Riddle lighting Sekimoto's chest up with kicks, but Sekimoto gets up and fights back. They're exchanging shots now in the center of the ring. Riddle with two huge knees, then hammer fists to a downed Sekimoto. Referee stops the match. Matt Riddle retains the Evolve Championship. Solid match here, maybe a little slowly paced, I guess, but strong stuff nonetheless. I'm still not sold on these no rope break matches. You do get some innovative stuff, new chokes and holds that kind of tie in the ropes, but I don't know if that's enough to sell me on removing rope breaks from wrestling. I'm also definitely not a fan of these MMA TKO ref stoppage finishes going on in wrestling right now, so I didn't love the finish here, but that's just some critiques from the match. Overall, I did really enjoy the match. So that wraps up Evolve 103. I'd say that was definitely a weaker show than Evolve 102. A lot of these matches were grappling based. They were pretty slow. Not very much chain wrestling, not too exciting. So it was cool to see a bit of the progress crossover here with Haskins and Brooks on the card. That was a highlight. Riddle makes his first successful title defense as well. Awesome. I'd say the highlight bout was probably Haskins versus Dickinson. That really surpassed my expectations. And then closely followed by Lee versus Theory in that title versus title. You can actually see that Theory versus Lee match on Evolve's or WWN's Facebook, one of the two. It was the opening contest, and they do stream their opening contests on Facebook. So you can definitely check it out there. And it's absolutely worth checking out, especially since it's free. I mean, a great match. Why not watch it? Overall, it was a fine show. Nothing too spectacular. 102 was definitely the better set of matches from this weekend for Evolve. And again, like I said earlier, Evolve's got to get some new talent in there. They got to beef up their roster a little bit. Because this show was only 2 hours, and most indie shows now are clocking in at 2:30 or 3. So they got to beef it up a little bit, I'd say. So hopefully Evolve 104 and 105, I think they moved back to the Midwest for those shows. Not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure those are back in the Midwest. But Evolve 104 and 105, hopefully they beef up their roster. I think Shane Strickland's been announced already, so that's awesome. That's a good way to get the hype going. So up next, waiting for Progress to upload their two shows from More Than Mania weekend. Those will be reviewed next week. We're going to do Defiant Wrestling had a Friday show from April 6th and then one for April 13th. So those will be reviewed next week. And then if Ring of Honor does a TV show this week, I'll review that as well in the Defiant podcast. Not sure if the Ring of Honor show is really going to matter. I don't know when it was. If it was recorded a long time ago, then some of the storylines might not really advance. So if it's not a great show, I might not review it. But definitely doing the two Defiant shows. They're on the road to their next event, so it's important stuff here from them. Progress coming up. Definitely, I think, going to do the WWM Mercury Rising show as well in a podcast. Not sure when yet. So that's what's on the horizon now, wrestling-wise, from the podcast. Don't forget to toss a like, subscribe, tweet at me, at StageDWrestling. Shoot me an email, stagedivewrestling@gmail.com. You can check me out on Podbean, check me out on Apple Podcasts. Most importantly, check me out on the Chair Shot, hashtag use your head, Chair Shot Radio. Make sure you check me out there. Make sure you check out everything they're posting. They're giving you all of the WrestleMania coverage from this past weekend that you needed. All the reviews, the critiques, everything you need. WWE, MMA-wise, I'm bringing the indie wrestling stuff for you guys. So there's tons of stuff over there. Tons of great personalities as well. Monty Cliff, Blue Eyed Devil, signing off. Thanks for nothing, you punks. Heel turn.